From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. French air accident investigators say the co-pilot who deliberately brought down a Germanwings flight in the French Alps in March, killing 150 people, had tried to control a descent on an earlier flight on the same day. Investigators announced Wednesday that Andreas Lubitz repeatedly put the plane into descent and then brought it back up during a flight from Dusseldorf to Barcelona. In a report, the investigators say the co-pilot was apparently alone in the cockpit as he was when the Germanwings flight made its fatal descent hours later. Earlier findings indicate that Lubitz locked the plane's pilot out when he left the cockpit to go to the laboratory an hour after the flight left Barcelona, Spain, en route to Dusseldorf. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is scheduled to hold meetings in the Horn of Africa nation of Djibouti Wednesday. He spent several hours at the Mogadishu airport on Tuesday, where he met with the president, prime minister, and civil society groups. He also recorded a video message to the Somali people.
3 years have passed since a new provisional constitution was adopted and a parliament sworn in. With help from AMISOM, Somali forces have pushed al-Shabaab out of major population centers. A determined international effort has put virtually all of Somalia's pirates out of business.
That is Secretary of State John Kerry. U.S. authorities are trying to determine if there is any connection between the Islamic State and two gunmen who attacked a contest in Texas where cartoonists were drawing pictures of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. Investigators have been looking into their Twitter accounts. This is VOA News. A court in India has sentenced popular Bollywood movie star Salman Khan to 5 years in prison for a culpable homicide in a deadly 2002 hit-and-run case. A judge in Mumbai handed down the sentence after convicting Khan Wednesday. He was facing a possible 10-year sentence. Prosecutors alleged Khan was under the influence of alcohol when his Toyota Land Cruiser hit a group of five people who were sleeping on a sidewalk. One person was killed and another four were injured. A court in Afghanistan sentenced four men to death Wednesday for the deadly mob beating of a 27-year-old woman in March. The men were part of a group of 49 people who were put on trial in connection with the assault that included 19 police officers accused of either failing to stop the attack or taking part themselves. The Kabul court also sentenced eight of the defendants Wednesday to 16 years in prison. False accusations that the victim, a woman named Farkunda, desecrated the Muslim holy book sparked the brutal attack in the central part of Afghanistan's capital on March 19th. Burundi's constitutional court has ruled that President Pierre Nkurunziza is allowed to run for a third term in next month's election. However, Jeff Rathke says of the U.S. State Department that the court decision does not alter the U.S. position.
The United States has consistently maintained that the only way to respect both the terms of the Burundian constitution and the Arusha agreement is for President Nkurunziza not to seek a third term. And the Arusha agreement continues to be an important foundation to maintaining the still fragile stability in Burundi only 10 years after a civil war that resulted in thousands of deaths.
Meanwhile, protests continued in the capital, Bujumbura. The European Union has expressed confidence that Greece and its creditors will take steps to keep the country solvent in the eurozone. However, the German finance minister, Wolfgang Schäuble, is skeptical that the issue is to be resolved in time. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
It is in the interest of the global economy for the European currency union to remain intact. We continue to have confidence in the good faith efforts of those on all sides, whether it's the ECB or the individual European countries or Greece, to try to resolve this in a way that doesn't add additional and unnecessary drama to the international economy.
And now to Germany, where authorities say they've arrested four people who are suspected of founding a right-wing extremist group to attack mosques and housing for asylum seekers. Officials announced the arrest Wednesday, saying they confiscated a stash of explosives during the raids as well. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.